Welcome to ArcSiv LLM Daily. Today we're discussing the paper Active Ultrafeedback, Efficient Preference Data Generation Using Active Learning. Preference data matters for alignment and LLM fine-tuning because human comparisons train reward models and guide behavior, but collecting those labels is costly. The paper focuses on using active learning to generate preference labels more efficiently. We'll keep the discussion technical but practical.
At a high level, the authors use active learning to select which model outputs or comparison queries to send for annotation, so each label provides maximal information for the preference model. The novelty is in tailoring selection criteria specifically for preference data settings instead of relying on naive or random sampling, with the goal of reducing annotation cost while maintaining useful signal. In the next segment, we'll unpack the method and the kinds of efficiency gains they report.
So the core idea is targeted labeling. Pick the most informative comparisons rather than labeling everything uniformly, which should reduce wasted annotations. That framing helps us compare costs and benefits more directly. Mark, where would a pipeline like this sit in a production environment?
This fits as a front end to existing RLHF, or pairwise preference pipelines, acting as an annotation prioritizer that can lower labeling budgets if set up correctly. Teams need to balance the compute and latency overhead of selection against annotation savings and watch for distribution shifts introduced by focused sampling. Monitoring coverage and bias is essential so the active selection doesn't overconcentrate on narrow failure modes.
The paper frames preference data generation as an active learning problem where the system selects which pairwise comparisons to send for annotation, so each label yields maximal information for the reward or preference model. Selection is driven by acquisition criteria tuned to preference signals. For example, uncertainty about which output is better or disagreement between models, rather than uniform or random sampling. This focuses labeling effort on comparisons that change the learned preference boundary most efficiently.
So the core method is targeted comparison selection. Pick queries that are expected to improve the preference model the most, instead of labeling everything equally. The stated goal is to reduce annotation cost while preserving or improving the quality of the learned preferences. Mark, can you explain how a pipeline like this maps into production systems?
Operationally, this sits before your RLHF annotation queue as a prioritizer that feeds high-value comparison tasks to human labelers or a mixed human-automated annotator stack. It requires integration with the model serving layer to propose candidates, a selection service to score and batch queries, and the annotation system to handle prioritized tasks reliably. Teams must also slot the retraining loop so selected labels update the preference model without disrupting production serving.
What makes the approach novel is tailoring acquisition functions specifically for preference comparisons rather than reusing generic supervised active learning heuristics. Preference labels are relational and can benefit from metrics like pairwise uncertainty or expected improvement in ranking, which change how we estimate label utility. The authors emphasize those domain-specific criteria to avoid wasted labels on redundant comparisons.
That distinction matters. Acquisition should reflect the relational structure of preference data, not just single example uncertainty. Framing selection around expected impact on downstream reward models is what differentiates this work. Mark, what are the main cost and latency trade-offs teams should expect?
There's a clear trade-off between the compute and orchestration cost of selecting high-value queries and the savings in annotation budget. Heavy selection logic can be worth it if annotator costs dominate. Latency can increase if selection depends on ensemble or Monte Carlo methods, so batching and asynchronous labeling are practical mitigations. Also factor in the human workflow. Frequent small batches can hurt throughput, while larger batch decisions reduce interactivity but lower overhead.
A key limitation the paper notes is potential sampling bias. Focused acquisition can overconcentrate on borderline or adversarial regions and miss broader distributional coverage. Active selection may also amplify annotator noise in high uncertainty examples, since those are precisely the queries you prioritize. So, calibration of acquisition thresholds and combining targeted sampling with some random coverage is important.
From a deployment perspective, Practical mitigations include maintaining a mixed sampling policy, logging coverage metrics, and running a persistent random baseline to detect drift or blind spots. Monitoring signals should include label diversity, annotator agreement rates, and downstream policy stability. Put guardrails in place so a spike of ambiguous queries doesn't bias the preference model toward ephemeral artifacts.
Regarding results interpretation, the authors report that targeted selection reduces labeling needs while retaining useful training signal within their evaluation scope. For practitioners, the most persuasive evidence would be consistent gains across multiple tasks, clear downstream model improvements when retrained on those labels, and robustness checks against annotator noise and dataset shifts. Follow-up experiments I'd look for include ablations of acquisition criteria, cross-domain generalization tests, and long-run retraining simulations.
To summarize this segment, active selection for preference data is conceptually straightforward, but requires careful acquisition design, balanced sampling, and operational integration to realize cost savings without introducing bias. The paper provides a targeted path, but practitioners will want cross-task validation and robust monitoring before adopting it widely.
For teams considering this approach, implement a minimum viable pipeline that connects candidate generation, a straightforward acquisition rule, and a reliable annotation queue so you can measure impact quickly. Run small pilots to compare labeling efficiency and the actual downstream effects on reward models before committing budget at scale. Monitor label diversity, annotator agreement, coverage across input types, and downstream policy drift, and keep a persistent random sample as a baseline to detect blind spots.
From a research and validation perspective, prioritize ablations of acquisition criteria and end-to-end evaluations that measure downstream policy change rather than just annotation count. Also include robustness checks for annotator noise and simulated distribution shift to ensure the active selection doesn't introduce brittle behaviors over multiple retraining cycles.
To wrap up, targeted active selection for preference data can reduce annotation cost when paired with careful acquisition design, mixed sampling for coverage, and strong monitoring integrated into the RLHF loop. To finish, a quick reminder, the podcast is available on Spotify. Search for ArcSieve LLM Daily. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.